May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Companions on the Journey. What a great song! And so fitting for our Advent theme of pilgrimage. Traveling together along the way, welcoming strangers along the way, nurturing each other, serving and helping one another and others as we travel along the pilgrim's path, we walk side by side with hope in our hearts. And this is a favorite song at St. George's because we often feel it describes our community. And it does, for the most part. But there is something this song does not address. Our pilgrimage has not been an easy one. And that's not reflected in this song, is it? It's almost a bit Pollyanna in its expression. La 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 la, happy dappy pilgrims. And hey, we have lots to celebrate about our community, our people of St. George's. But we can't gloss over the facts that we've had challenges. The big boulders that we've had to circumvent that suddenly roll and onto our path, or the trees that have fallen across it and we have to climb over, swelling and overflowing rivers that we need to safely navigate our way through. The path is not always smooth, easy, or delightful. Our psalm today, however, reflects the light as well as the dark moments of pilgrimage more accurately. Psalm 126 is one of the psalms or songs of ascent. Psalms 120 to 134, which make up this collection, were sung by worshippers as they went up the road to Jerusalem to attend one of the three major Jewish pilgrim festivals each year. And as the pilgrims made their way to Jerusalem, they had to go up to ascend to the temple to worship. Jerusalem is on a hill, after all. Recall that back in the Israelites' history, they endured the trials and hardship of being in exile in Babylon, enslaved and oppressed. Released after 70 years, this people of God were allowed to return to Jerusalem and rebuild. Of course, there was boundless joy in that, but also a lot of trepidation and uncertainty as they journeyed back to the holy city. What would they find when they got back? A massive pile of rubble, as it turns out, for the temple had been ruined, ransacked. And over 70 years, two to three generations would have experienced life in exile. Some of their community had been left behind in Jerusalem. What would it be like to come back together after having been separated for two to three generations? Psalm 126 expresses joy at the fulfillment of their dreams, the restoration and reunification of the people of Zion, and the building of the temple in Jerusalem. We heard this morning, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those in a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. The psalm also acknowledges, however, that it wasn't always a smooth and happy pilgrimage. They sing of those who sowed with tears and those who go out weeping. But those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy, and those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. They understood that God restores them again and again. Sound a little familiar? It's not too much of a stretch to find a parallel for us, the people of St. George's. Our questions, our fears, are very recognizable in the backstory of the Psalms of Ascent. Especially, perhaps, the weariness, the will-it-ever-end struggle, The ambiguity of not knowing what lies ahead for us regarding our new church home, the longing for reassurance that the journey, the pilgrimage, is not pointless, that we aren't simply wandering aimlessly. At our Wednesday evening discussion on pilgrimage, these elements were quite evident. We talked about feelings of uncertainty and the struggles we have experienced as we've journeyed over these last 7 or 8 years especially, how we often feel like we're continually climbing over those boulders or skirting about trees that have fallen across our paths, obstacles, the constant dealing with obstacles, and feelings of frustration, becoming tired and overwhelmed. When will we finally reach our destination? What is our destination? Well, thank goodness we're not traveling alone. Some people set out on a pilgrimage, like trekking the Camino de Santiago, which can be an 800-kilometer route or more, and make it a personal marathon, accomplished for their own personal glory or satisfaction. But isn't there more joy and comfort and purpose when you're traveling with others? Whether it's with a group that started out together or with other pilgrims who may join up with you along the way, it sure makes it easier and so much more joyful to be with others when the going gets tough, rather than trying to tough it out on your own. And we can't forget that even while we're pilgrims on our own journey, as we journey, we are still the hands and feet of Jesus, reaching out to others who need our help along the way. Better yet, extending an invitation to them to join us on the journey. And isn't there so much to learn from those who join us along the way? I think especially about some of our brothers and sisters at St. George's who came as refugees. They have taught us so much about faith, hope, and trust in God. And there are those who are newer to our Anglican way, who are on a pilgrimage of learning and growing with their own faith journeys in tandem with our community pilgrimage. Those who have joined us on the journey have helped to bring out the best in this community they have joined, helping us to build real communitas. Communitas evolves when a group is struggling through uncertain times, yet the adversity bonds us together and brings our common purpose into sharper focus. Even though we're in a liminal time, an in-between time, an unsettling time, like trying to be a faithful and worshiping community during COVID times, dealing with fear around worshiping in person again, waiting expectantly to move into our new worship space, so many unknowns, so many obstacles, rocks, trees, and swelling streams. And during these liminal times, it might seem like God is hidden from us. For the Israelites, when their temple was destroyed, and they were carted off to a mighty and very pagan world in Babylon, they wondered if God had disappeared. But know this, then, as now, his power and his purpose for us is working, whether we recognize it or not. The Israelites, as reflected in the Psalms of Ascent, recalled that God had been gracious to them in the past. The exile wasn't their first major struggle, although it was defining for them as a people, and as we know from history, it wasn't their last. But central to their journey as a people was the fact that God did restore, and God would restore again. Not just the physical temple. The temple could never be an end unto itself, but restore them as a people. And that's what we heard in the readings this morning from Baruch and in Luke's Gospel, when John the Baptist quotes Isaiah, valleys lifted up and hills brought low, that the rough places will be evened out. A peaceable, safe world, the arrival of the kingdom of God, when we can all walk safely in the glory of God as one people. And we too, as we journey together, need to remind ourselves that God has been good to us in the past. And what's that line in Companions on a Journey? Jesus is our friend, companion on the way. We never walk alone. Jesus knows suffering too, and he walks with us through ours. And he helps to lead us when we feel lost. We will never be left wandering. And he stops with us when we need to take a break at the wayside, because sometimes the blisters have become too troublesome and painful to take another step. Our muscles have seized. We are feeling flagged, deflated, beat, physically, emotionally, spiritually. A pit stop is an order. A deep drink of life-giving water at the oasis if you're traveling in the desert, or the luxury of an extra night of rest at the hostel if you're on the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, that popular pilgrimage that leads to his shrine in Spain. At St. George's, we were fortunate to be able to step off the pilgrim's path for a little while when we took time to heal past hurts, to spend time with our God, to be restored individually and strengthened and unified as a people again, so we could focus once more on the journey to reclaim who we are as a people, a community with God in the midst of us as companions on the journey. And we did it together. We waited for one another before we got back on the path. No one was left behind. Someone at Wednesday evening study spoke about the importance of breathing properly when you're hiking, that if you don't measure and time your breaths with your footsteps, you might not have the endurance to complete the hike. How often do we try to power through on our own, and we don't need to because we are not on our own? And we can't forget to breathe in, to take in the breath of God, Ruach, the Holy Spirit, for it is from him that we receive strength and endurance, our first wind from the time of creation, and our second wind, and third, fourth, or fifth for that matter, however many it takes. It's so appropriate to be reflecting on all of this during Advent. Advent is a liminal time too, an in-between time. Historically, it was a time of reflection and repentance, looking toward the second coming of Jesus, the reign of Christ, a time of watching and waiting. The color for Advent used to be purple, actually, like Lent. Let's continue to reflect on our pilgrimage as a people during this time, remembering that we are not alone. We have each other. But most importantly, we also travel with God in our midst. Think about Father Greg's questions from last week. And how does knowing these two things change the journey for us? Perhaps this week we can reflect further about our destination. Where do you think we are headed as a people of God? Amen.